Why should the media always be blamed when professional politicians keep on making utterances within a space of where media acts as just a medium? And when media fails to bring or disseminate some of the utterances, how can we change? How can we adjust ourselves as society? I think we always use the media as a scapegoat. This thing has been going on for too long, not just with Anidoho. We've heard it from various platforms, and I think as a nation, we just have to sit down and ask ourselves, what the trajectory do we want for the country? But not to really make the media as a scapegoat. I'm also wondering why many are saying the media should be blamed for some of these utterances. Media doesn't really get into people's media mental set to actually select what should be said and how it's supposed to be said. It's rather an epitome of the society that we find ourselves in today. We've been making reckless statements without taking into consideration its effect on the social fiber that puts us together, the political unification of us as a nation. I don't think the media should be blamed for this at all.
I understand what you said, Mr. Ngwangwe, but this is the argument of some people. They're saying that more often than not, some of these politicians know which stations to go and make such reckless, statements. GBC, for example, I don't remember when we've been cited for allowing such a thing to happen. So the argument is that some of the media stations have put themselves out there and they must be cleaned because it's not every station that this kind of thing happens.
I do agree with you that we shouldn't also forget the fact that news is not only shaped by the values of news, but the values of news is also determined by market forces, political forces, social forces. So whenever some of these things happen, when we tend to look at it in the context of political paradigm, then it becomes a bit worried.
Managing consultant, Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Mesan Maugbe, talking to Rebecca Ikpe.